Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is life to go. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. God's one thing for sure. My God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the Macedonia Call around the globe. We are so excited to be with you tonight. And if you've joined in, praise God, you're right at the right place. And we're coming to you right from our home, Springboro, Ohio, right there to you, wherever you may be. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, I encourage you to call in. If you have a testimony, if you want to help us preach, the subject tonight is going to be on the call of God. And the phone number is 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. You know, here in Ohio, we've had a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful sunshine. It hasn't been cold at all today. Last night was a little chilly, but, you know, I thank the Lord for the beautiful sunshine and just feel good in my spirit right now, and God is good. Been doing some Christmas shopping already, and got my mind on the Lord, got my mind on the birth of Jesus. And the whatever they call the holiday in October, we don't even recognize it. We don't even look at that. So I like to start my shopping right off the bat in October and go through November and Thanksgiving and then Christmas to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to be a part of this again, I tell you, there's been a great testimony that came to me today in an email. It was in a private message on Facebook. And we have been sending out prayer requests for little Will. And he's a cousin of mine. And I'm trying to get it loaded here so I can just read it right out to you. Praise God. I'll get that up here in just a minute. I don't want to have any dead space here of me not saying nothing while I'm trying to load this up. Right here it is. Wanted to let you know that William's tumor, he's 2 years old now, and he's been doing chemotherapy, I believe it was 5 days a week at Children's Hospital in Cincinnati. And it says, wanted to let you know that William's tumor has shrunk a lot, and all his blood work came back good. I know, praise God, and he knows about the prayers. This is my cousin Mike who's given this report. And he and his wife have been asking for prayer for William, and that is Mike's nephew, and Mike is my first cousin. So William is like a third cousin of mine, so he's 2 years old. And I just wanted to give that praise report, that the doctors have been given a good report that the brain tumor has shrunk. Praise God. So prayer works, folks. So if you'll turn in your prayer request, again, you can put it on Facebook if you're a friend of mine. If you're not a friend of mine, you'd like to friend me. It's under Joanna Werick. It's W-Y-E-R-I-C-K, green, just like the color green, in Springboro, S-P-R-I-N-G-B-O-R-O, Ohio. And friend request me in, and you could be part of our prayer chain that we like to turn in prayer requests. And praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. And I may have said it backwards. I do, I think, all the time. But glad to be here tonight, and looking forward to some callers to call in and be with us. Pray for Brother Eddie Bolton. He hasn't been with us in the last few times. He is down in his back. God needs to move for him and help him. And we thank God for Brother Eddie Bolton, and we thank God for all the ones that call in. But I know he's really sick in his back. So help. Let's pray for him that there'll be a good report, and hopefully he'll get to call in tonight. Praise God. I see we have a caller here, and it's 770. Come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. And we're just getting started here, and I was letting the folks know that our subject tonight was on the call of God. So we'll have you come in here in just a bit here, Brother John, and I want to get a song here going by Brother Timothy Dockery. Praise God.
Save evermore, how he made the full call, his life on the cross, to save all.
God. That's Brother Timothy Dockery there in Tennessee, Madisonville, Tennessee, and Brother Yearwood, that's he and Sister Betty's son, and they have a broadcast on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to go to blogtalkradio.com/ Reaching the World for Christ, around the world, or around the globe, I believe it is. So remember that on Tuesday night. And I also want to give another praise report. We gave the praise report how we've been praying for William, 2-year-old with a brain tumor, and how the doctors have gave a great report, said the tumor has shrunk and blood work is coming back great. So I thank the Lord for that. Also, last week we were praying for my cousin Mike down in New Orleans. They were talking open heart surgery, and when they got in there, they was able to just do stents. So I thank the Lord for that. And God is a miracle working God, and we've got a lot of prayer requests coming in tonight. And I thank God for the reports that God is still on the throne and He still does miracles for us. Praise God. Sister Kimberly Turner. Kim says, remember her family, answers and changes are on the way, she says, so she's speaking that in faith believing. Sister Roberta Harder, she says, remember her prayer request, and God knows all about that. That's an urgent prayer request, folks, that God really needs to intervene on. All this month of October, we need to keep Sister Harder and her family in prayer. Blessings, Tanate, please pray for our ministry needs. And Sister Bonnie Burke says, pray for me, Sister Joanna, not feeling well. Also for her husband, had stress tests. Also, he will be saved. Pray that he'll be saved. And all her kids will be saved. I know time is running out. Friend told her today some lady was shopping in the store, And she was originally from California. I'm sorry. I'll come back to that one. Sister Elizabeth Hall Ivan says, needing prayer, been in bed all day, sick. Pray for little cousin, needs a miracle, possibly have to have another open heart surgery, just 12 or 13 weeks old. Pray for John and Janine Ward's little daughter, Faith Ward, that she'll have a total healing to be able to talk. Praise God. Also, Barbara Faye Murray says, remember her and her granddaughter, Courtney. We both need your prayers. Praise God. So many, many prayer requests out there, Brother John. And during the broadcast, we always take these earnestly before the Lord, and we pray over them. But right now, I'd like to open up the broadcast with prayer. Praise God. If we'll just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you reach, God, the third world countries, Lord, people that are listening here in America. Lord God, we ask that you touch our government, dear Lord, the situation going on, Lord. You told us to pray for our leaders, God, and for our leaders, and we're praying, God, for them, because whatever their decision, deal with us. And God, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, and save them in the highest place. And the government and the leadership, save their souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, move upon all these prayer requests tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for all the great testimonies, God, the miracles that you're performing, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast. For one that calls in, dear Lord, we thank you for each and every listener, Lord, by internet, God. We thank you for the ones that call in, dear God, and we praise your holy name. Lead us what to say, dear God. In the name of Jesus, open up the heart, the ears, God, to the list, Lord, and let this word go forth with anointing, Lord, to destroy yoke. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Brother John, go ahead, brother, and obey God.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity, Sister Green, brother, Sister Green, and the opportunity of the Lord. Just been, in the presence of the Lord all day long. And amen. And even at work and coming in. And we had a service in our church tonight. We've had a young man and his wife, amen. We've known all their life. And saw them grow up in the ministry, and they were here. And another church came in and had a meeting with us tonight, and actually we're still in the church, a couple of us. But I just want to praise the Lord for what the Lord's doing in our lives and ministry, and what he's doing here on the broadcast. It's touching and changing lives, and, you know, the good reports that we're hearing about the prayers being answered. Tonight, as we're talking about the call of the Lord, and tonight, actually, this was brought out, amen, God began to give this to me as one of the lady ministers was ministering here tonight, and as she was speaking and bringing about, amen. But in 1 Samuel chapter 3, amen, it's talking about the call of God. And starting in verse 1, it says, it's talking about Samuel. Samuel was a child this time, and for those of you that might not know, let me give some foundation. Samuel was the son of Hannah. Hannah was the wife of Elkanah, and she did not have a child. At that time, Elkanah had two wives, and Elkanah had a wife that was blessed with children. But Hannah, seemingly, the Bible says that the Lord had closed her womb at the time. And, amen. And Elkanah loved Hannah, amen. But Hannah had a desire. You know, the Bible says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And Hannah went into the temple, amen. She had a desire to have a child. She had a desire to have a man child, that she could give it back to the Lord, amen. That which was birthed in her, amen, amen, the first thing that she would come, amen, and have the promise, amen, that, hallelujah, that as she birthed this child, amen, that as soon as, amen, that it was weaned, amen, and no longer, amen, hallelujah, would have that necessary need, amen, that she would give this child up, amen, that what she had prayed for, the gift that she had received, amen, hallelujah. We find, amen, that she named this child Samuel, and Samuel, amen, was in the temple there, amen, as a servant, as a child, amen, walked in, amen, to the high priest Eli. And the Bible says here in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. In other words, there was not a time, amen. We find in Proverbs chapter 28, talks about where there is no vision, the people perish. In other words, where there is no revelations, amen. And even at that time, there was no open revelations of the word of God, but it was precious in the sight. That's all they had, amen. At that time, the Bible says, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. Eli at this time, it says later on in the chapter, I believe it's chapter 4, verse 15, talks about that he was 98 years old at this time. His eyes began to grow dim. But here's what was happening. He said, ere the lamp, a man of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God dwells, and Samuel was laid down asleep. I want you to know that's Eli got to a place where he could not see. He could not see, amen, and there was darkness all around. Church, tonight, if we don't have the light of Jesus Christ and the calling of God upon our life, there's darkness all around as we lay down and we cannot see. The Bible says, amen, in Amos chapter 8, amen, Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12, that he prophesied, amen, that he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. There would be a famine, amen, but they would not be able to hear the word of the Lord, that there would be no open vision, no revelations, and there would be spiritual destitution. And the Bible says, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. This was the midst of the famine, amen. This was in the midst of darkness as they wandered, amen. And is this time Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, amen, the high priest, they had come and they had taken the things
amen, by corruption. They had come and they were a part of the priesthood, amen, and hallelujah, but God had prophesied in that day that they would both die in the same day, that the glory of God would leave the house, amen. But God had a plan, amen, to appoint a time. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We find, amen, that as Samuel was brought up in the temple, that God was grooming him and getting him ready, amen, amen, for a work of prophetic utterance as a prophet, because the Bible said before the days of Samuel, the prophets were called seers. But he said after this day, they would be called prophets. Amen. And he was grooming Samuel in the house of God. Amen, amen, and hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 9 and 2, that the people walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And church, tonight you need to know that the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ is calling unto you in the midst of the darkness, wherever you're wandering, wherever you're at, wherever you're laying down tonight. You might not be able to see, but the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ will open up your eyes and enlighten the temple of God. For the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, amen, whose temple you are, amen, and God has a light that's shining within you, a light that will bring you out of darkness. The Bible says he has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the Bible says in verse 3 of 1 Samuel 3, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. You know, there was in Exodus chapter 27, in verse 20, it says, and thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring the pure oil out of beaten for the light, because the lamp to burn always. In other words, the light, amen, that burned, amen, in the temple of God was pure oil of oil. Just like the virgins, amen. The Bible says in Matthew 25 that there were 10 virgins, 5 were wise, and 5 were foolish. Amen. They all had the lamp. Amen. But they all didn't have a reserve oil. They didn't all have enough oil, because at the midnight hour, when the bridegroom come forth, 5 of those were foolish. They'd already run out of oil. Already run out of the lamp. You have to understand on that day, all 10 were called to come to the bridegroom. And tonight you need to know that God is calling unto your life. Amen. The call has went out. The call has been put in for all of you to come to Jesus. And you need to know tonight that every one of you have an opportunity, but you have got to trim your lamps tonight. You can't let the light go out. You've got to hearken to the call of God that's upon your life, even as Samuel, the young man here, did. And the Bible says that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. Amen. And he ran into Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. Samuel thought it was a man that had called him. Amen. Some of you thought that man has called you. But you need to know tonight that God is calling you. And God has chosen you. And God has ordained you. In the midnight hour, in the time of dark, when he laid down to sleep, God called him out of his sleep. And God is calling you out of your sleep to rise up. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. You need to know tonight that God will call you. Not only will he call you, but he'll call you by name. He called Lazarus out of the grave. He called Samuel out of the temple. And he'll call you out of your place tonight. And the Bible says, and he ran verse 6, and he said, and the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son, lie down again. You need to know something tonight, church. Hallelujah. When God begins to call you, the word might tell you to lie back down. Go back to sleep. You don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. But when you hear that call of God upon your life, amen, and you hear the voice of God, God's trying to restore you back, amen, into that place in the garden in the beginning, when all they had was the voice of God in the cool of the evening. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah, that by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, Hallelujah. We need to know tonight that God is calling. Amen. And the Bible says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Samuel came to a place as a young man. He didn't know the Lord yet, but he heard his call. He didn't know, amen, the word of the Lord yet. He didn't have a revelation of the word of God, but he had a hearing. Hallelujah. He had a hearing, and he heard his name called. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight that to them that overcome the book of Revelation, he said, I will give unto you a white stone. With your name written, and no man shall know it but he that receives it. Tonight, amen, God is calling you by name. And to those of you that overcome, you're going to have received a white stone and a new name that no man knows except those that receive it. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight, amen, as he came, amen, and even though he didn't know the Lord yet, he was about to know him. And those of you tonight, underneath the sound of my voice, some of you are hearing the call of God upon your life. Some of you have been in sleep and darkness, just like Samuel was. Some of you have let the light, amen, of glory go out. Amen. Even as the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant, when they let the light go out. Amen. And even Eli, later on in this same book, we find that he was a heavy man and he fell back. And his daughter-in-law was having his grandson, and they called him Ichabod, which means the glory has left. You need to know tonight, amen, that you don't need to have Ichabod written on the door of your life. But amen, the door of your life is the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 10 says, I am the door to the sheepfold. He who comes in, amen, and shall go in and out and find good pasture. Amen. There's feeding ground tonight, church. There's feeding ground tonight, amen. Amen. Where you've been called to, or where you've been called from. And the Bible says, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Oh, hallelujah. He had a perception that God had called this child. Church, tonight, do you have a perception that God has called you tonight? Amen. You see, some of you have been called by God, and you went to man. But tonight, you can't go to man, amen, to receive the calling of God. You must go to God himself. You must go and say, just like Samuel did, here am I. We must be willing to hear. We must be willing to hearken. And we must be willing to do. Then the Bible says, therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down. Go lie down one more time. Get ready to hear the voice of God. Get ready, church, tonight. There are those of you, get ready to lie down right now and hear the call of God upon your life. Get ready to lie down right now. Once again, prepare your place. Position yourself to hear the voice of God. Position yourself to hear the call of God upon your life. Position yourself. Be still and know that I am God. You have to understand, amen, at the time when Elijah was running for his life, after God had answered by fire, after he proclaimed for 3.5 years that it would not rain, Elijah, a man of like passions, the Bible says in the book of James, like any other man. But, amen, he called for it not to rain for 3.5 years, and it didn't rain. He'd come by the brook of Shebar and was fed by the ravens. He went to the widow of Zarephath and fed by the widow. Amen. And the oil stayed. He went through, and amen, and hallelujah. He went back to a time, amen, and destroyed 450 prophets of Asherah and 400 prophets of Baal. He come against Jezebel and Ahab, and he said, let the God, he said, how long halt you between two opinions? He said, let the God, the God answer by fire, let him be God. Amen. And he prayed a simple prayer. Amen. And when he prayed that simple prayer, even before that, there was no rain for 3.5 days. They couldn't even get any water, and they went out. But amazingly, on that sacrifice, the Bible says 12 buckets of water put on that sacrifice, even to the dwelling round, running around to the trench that was day out around it. Amen. And Elijah prayed a simple prayer, and when he prayed that simple prayer, amen, fire came down out of heaven and licked up all the water. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jezebel, hallelujah, she called and said unto, amen, and let him know when Ahab went, and let her know that all her prophets were dead. All her prophets were gone on Mount Carmel. Hallelujah. And all the false prophets were gone. And God had answered by fire that Elijah himself, when he saw that when she proclaimed that if he was not like within a day, like the prophets that were gone. And the Bible says when Elijah saw that, he went and ran for his life. Amen. And when he took his servant with him, he left his servant at the juniper tree. And he went and got in a cave. He went and got in the place of darkness. He went and got in the place of coldness. And the Bible says there was a fire. Amen. But God wasn't in the fire. There was an earthquake, but God wasn't in the earthquake. The rocks went and shake, amen, but God wasn't in it. But in that last part, there was a still small voice. Church, there's a still small voice calling you when all the things, when all the earth around you is being moved, when everything's on fire, when the earth is being shaken, when the winds are blowing vehemently. And even in all that, there's still the call of God in the midst of this, calling out to you. To you and saying, what are you doing here? Church, tonight it's time for you to come out of the cave and dwell in it and come to the God who is answered by fire. Come to the God who has the calling upon your life. Come to the God. Amen. And the Bible says, he said, go down, and if he shall call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Church, have you got in your place tonight? He got in his place tonight, and the Bible says, and the Lord came and stood and called as his other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. He said, here am I. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. And in that day that I will perform, Eli, all things which I have spoken concerning his house, when I begin, I will also make an end. What was he saying? He said, Samuel, I'm doing a beginning work in you. I'm doing an alpha work in you. I'm doing an omega work in. This is coming to an end, but it's a new beginning in your life. The old things are being passed away, church. The new man's coming in. Tonight, amen, as I end up there, my lovely wife, Sister Debbie's here with me tonight in the church, and if it would be possible, Sister Green, I'd like for her to sing a song for you if she could.
Amen. Praise God. That'd be great.
Okay. All right. She's going to sing. Here we are.
Praise the Lord.
Here we are, praising Jesus. in my sin. And you looked at me with love and took me in. Here we are, and here we are, lifting holy hands with you.
Praise God. That was beautiful, Sister Samples, and that was an honor to have her come on. I've never heard her before. She's a beautiful singer, and that's what this is all about, praise God, is lifting up Jesus. And we just want you to encourage you tonight that if you want to call in and be a part of this broadcast, it is 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. The call of Samuel. And how many know that God is truly calling people back then? He is today. He never changes. Praise the Lord. The message still goes on. Hallelujah. And at this time, we've got another caller here just called in, 423-545. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Appreciate you there, Sister Green, down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Amen, Brother Yearwood. Go ahead, brother, and obey the Lord there, brother.
Okay, well, we've come up with a scripture here tonight on the ninth chapter of Acts there about Saul. You know, he was a man that tortured the Christians, but God had a call on his life, and you know, he finally answered the call. So you know, that's the way a lot of people are today. I believe everybody in this ever been born has a call in their life. You know, it's up to them whether they answer it and when they answer it. And so if they got their Bibles, want to turn with us to the ninth chapter of Acts. I'm going to let Betty read for me here. We've got quite a bit of reading to do, but listen to the word, and I'll try to obey the Lord down through the line there.
And Saul. Praise the Lord. We've lost connection there with Brother Yearwood. Hopefully he'll get the call back. hallelujah. What we'll do at this moment here is we'll have Brother Timothy come in and we'll have him sing. We've got him here on the YouTube. Praise the Lord.
Evolution sought by man.
what's wrong with living life?
Timothy Dockery there, and Brother Yearwood, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back now. I got lost there for a minute.
Pratt, that's okay, brother. We fit in Brother Timothy's song there, and go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Okay, as I was saying there, I don't know how much everyone's heard of me, but we're going to be reading there from the 9th chapter of Acts about Saul there. You know, he was a man that God had a calling upon his life, even though he was going along and torturing all the Christians and doing everything he could to hurt them or kill them or whatever, you know. And he was on the road to Damascus there whenever and had letters to torture the Christians. And whenever the Lord called his name there. And, I'm going to let Betty read it. And so we're starting in the 9th chapter of Acts in verse 1.
And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any in this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Man, you know, we see there that Saul was on the road there to Damascus, and he had a letter. He had a letter there. He was going to torture the Christians. It didn't matter if men or women, whenever he found them along the way. He was going to bind them, and he was going to take them back there and to the high priest and put them to death or whatever the high priest wanted to do. And, you know, but praise God, Saul, he got his light changed. You know, down there in the fifth, in the fourth verse there, the Lord found him, and he heard a voice from heaven, and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecuteth me?" You know, that's what the Christian people do a lot of times before they answer their call. You know, any time that we come against God, we're torturing the Lord, and we're torturing the Christian people. You know, I remember back whenever I was out there in sin, which has been several years ago, and I thank God for it. I wish I'd have found the Lord a lot sooner than I did. But I used to argue with people, and I used to tell them that I had my front seat bought and paid for in hell, and I'd fight any man before he would get it. But thank God, I'm glad that the Lord spoke to my voice one or to my soul one night, January the 19th of 1975, 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I saw the light. Hallelujah! Like Hank Williams sung the song, and he wrote that song about "I saw the light." Hallelujah! I'm glad that I seen the light on that night. I'm glad, praise God, I might have been drunk then, but the Lord sobered me up, and he saved my soul. He changed my life. Hallelujah. I didn't argue no more about that I had my front seat bought and paid for in hell, that I was going there, and I wasn't proud about it. But thank God I'm proud tonight, and I was proud after that a little short prior that I had in that Volkswagen car in Dalton, Georgia, there in front of Kathy's Minute Market. I had a prayer with God with two, Brother Brown, Clayton Brown, and another brother from down south Georgia. They met with me, and they prayed with me, and the Lord sobered me up, and he saved me. He changed my life. I've not never been the same since then, and that's the way Paul was. Paul, he was, or Saul, he was the one that was a torturing all the Christians. He was the one that was on the road to Damascus. He was going to destroy all of them that he would meet up with, men or women. But praise God, I'm glad that he's seen the light. I'm glad that the light, Jesus, shined a light down from heaven, and it knocked him down to his knees. And he, praise God, I'll let Betty read there some before I get ahead of myself.
And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest."
You know, who art thou, Lord? He knowed the Lord. He knowed who he was persecuting. And he knowed whenever he called up on him that the Lord would answer him. And the Lord said, "I'm the Lord Jesus Christ, who thou persecutest." My friend, tonight, when the Lord calls on your name, and he calls on you, answer him. Turn your life over to him. Paul there, or Saul there, he said, "Behold, all old things passed away, and I've become a new creature in Christ Jesus." I tell you what, whenever we met up with the Lord, we will change. Our lives will change. We won't be the same old person that we were before. Praise God. We will have a changed life. If we don't have a changed life, we've not never met up with the Lord. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that I can say that whenever I met up with the Lord, he took the alcohol, he took the drugs, he took the paint thinner, all out of my system. Praise God. He changed my life. I didn't go back to that old garbage anymore, and I've never been back to it. I don't have no desire for it, because I met up with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, he's a-calling many people out there today. He's a-calling you, my friend. You need to turn around and turn in your life around and turn it over to the Lord because he is calling you. He said it wasn't his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Praise God. It's not his will that you go to hell. My friend, it's his will that you walk on the streets of gold, that you go and sit in the throne with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead. Read some more. Praise God.
It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have to do, me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man.
Amen. Can you imagine there, Saul, the Lord just spoke to Saul, and he just called Saul at that time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But all the other men that was around him there, his helpers, they heard a voice, and they heard the Lord speaking to Saul. I tell you what, my friend, can you imagine how they must have felt hearing a voice but not seeing nobody? I tell you what, I can imagine that they really felt funny. I praise God, but Saul, he heed to the calling. I praise God. Hallelujah. We can read there and we'll find out here just in a minute how they led Saul into the street that was called straight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Lord, I am here. I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul in Tarsus, and behold, he prayeth. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight.
Amen. Praise God. Now, you see, Saul there, God done had it all planned out before Saul even got down there. He had Ananias there. And, you know, Ananias, praise God, Ananias said, Lord, I've heard much. Heard many people, in other words, saying that Saul laid a hold of the Christians and bound them up and he tortured them. But praise God, I'm glad that Saul heard the voice of the Lord also. And he told him, he said, go down there and inquire for him. And he went down there and he went into the house and he inquired for Saul. And whenever he found Saul, he laid hands on him that the scales might fall from his eyes, that he might be able to see something. And, you know, praise God, tonight, my friend, you need to go somewhere and heed to the call. You need to seek out somebody. If you're out there and don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you need to find somebody that knows how to pray and how to get a hold of God, just like Ananias there. He knew how to pray and he knew how to get a hold of God, and he got a hold of God for Saul. And, you know, praise God, his name was changed. He become to be Paul now. I tell you what, my friend, tonight your name may not change, but your spirit and your life can change, and they can be a brand new name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, it's God's will that he call you out of darkness into his marvelous light, according to, I believe, 2 Peter over there, and about the second or third chapter there in verse 9, he said that he was called out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Tonight, my friend, God is calling for you. If you're up there and don't know how the Lord is your personal Savior, God is calling you that you come out of the darkness and come into that marvelous light, just like old Saul did. Saul passed away, hallelujah, and he become Paul. He had a new spirit. He had a new life. He had a new a name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. And I'm telling you tonight, God is trying his best to call you out of darkness. There's been many that has called. How many of you has heed to the call of God? Don't put it off, my friend, because today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may never be. Tomorrow may never come, but you need to heed to that call. The Lord is calling tonight. He's calling you tonight, my friend. You need to accept him as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Go ahead and reach one.
And have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive a sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on his thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Amen. Praise God. You see, Saul there, he was chosen there. God told him, you know, that he was to come into the Gentiles and to bring this wonderful word of God, bring the Spirit of God into this Gentile generation. I'm glad tonight that Saul changed and he was willing to let his name be changed, Paul. I'm glad tonight that he heard heed to the calling and he went, praise God, and he went and let Ananias lay hands on him and call up on the Lord's name and the scales fall from his eyes, that he would be a saved man, that he would have the gospel to preach unto the Gentiles. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that he brought the word to the Gentile generation, that we could have this life and have it more abundant. If it hadn't been for Saul, we wouldn't have had this choice. We wouldn't have had this time. But praise God, I'm glad that Saul took the time and take the time and go down there to the street and spend 3 days without any sight and without anything to eat. Praise God, he went down there and he spent 3 days. I'm just imagine he was a fasting and talking to the Lord. The scripture don't say it, but that's what I think that he was a doing. He was down there for them 3 days. He was a praying. He was getting a hold of God about his life and about the things that he had done. And I'm so glad, hallelujah, that he done that, that he was willing, hallelujah. Tonight, my friend, it's worth it all to heed to the call that God called you. If the Spirit of God is calling you tonight, He's calling your name tonight, my friend. You need to turn your life over to the Lord and say, Lord, just come in and change me. Forgive me of my sins and just let the Lord forgive you of your sins and your trespasses that you can have this life and have it more abundantly. I tell you, it's wonderful to have the Lord to be on your side. He said, if I be for you, who can be against you? I'm glad tonight that I can go to the Lord. I don't have to worry about going to the government because they've shut everything down. But the one that I call up on tonight, hallelujah, he's not got nothing shut down. He's got the main line open, and he's standing there waiting for us to call upon him. I'm glad tonight. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more.
And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God.
Amen. Praise God. You see, Saul got his life changed. He got it changed over to Paul, and he preached Jesus. He preached Christ unto the synagogues. And you know, my friend, that's all we're trying to do tonight. As the ministers here on this radio broadcast is just trying to preach Jesus to you. And we see how Saul, he received the Holy Ghost the same night, I believe, whenever he made it right with the Lord. The Lord filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with evidence speaking in other tongues, and he was willing, my friend, to go and stay with the disciples there for a few days, learning and to preach Christ. And I tell you what, that's what it's going to take, preaching Jesus to this lost and dying world. The Word says, if they come preaching any other gospel than this that we received from the beginning, I said, though it be an angel from heaven, let it be a curse. But I'm telling you tonight, preach Jesus Christ, him crucified and risen from the dead, sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for us. That's all we need to do, just preach Jesus. Don't try to preach some other doctrine. I don't try to preach another word, but preach, I believe, the King James Version of the Word of God. And that will see us through. As our pastor said here the other day, he said something. It made a lot of sense to me. The pastor said that this man was telling him that he need to get him another Bible to preach out of. And he said, a King James Version, get me to heaven. He said, yeah, I said, it'll get you to heaven. He said, well, that's the only place I'm going. It's just going to heaven. If a King James will get me there, that's good enough for me. Hallelujah. And that's what I will say tonight. The King James Version, the Word of God, will get you into the kingdom of God. I'm not looking to go no other place. Hallelujah. But just to right there. Hallelujah. Jesus said that he was going to prepare a place for me. He said, where I am, there you may be also. My friend, he's calling you tonight. You need to take heed to that call and go and be with the Lord. Hallelujah. One day after a while. So God bless you and Sister Green, I'll turn it back to you now. We appreciate you giving us the opportunity to obey the Lord, young brother Green. And we have a service here on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. So everybody's welcome to join in there and tune in there with us. And we'll just worship the Lord together. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. That was a good word preaching there, Brother Yearwood. And thank the Lord for you and Sister Betty and Brother Timothy. And Brother Yearwood, if he's talking to you tonight, and you need to find you a place to pray. If Brother John was speaking to you, and we say this every broadcast, and you know it's the truth, the best place is on your knees. If you want to, the best way to stand, I've heard this said before, the best way you can stand is on your knees with the Lord, praying and asking and repenting of your sins. And we're talking about the call of God tonight. And you know, I want to share some stuff with you, praise God. I want to share with you, looks like Mark chapter 1. We're talking about the call of God, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preached a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And so he was called of God to go and say, he said, "Prepare ye the way and make his path straight." Praise God. "And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and all they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the water and the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preach, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, and the latches of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloosen. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Praise God. And John 1 talks about, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. All things that were made by him, and without him was not anything, praise God, made that was made. In him was life, and was the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John." We're talking again about John being sent, praise God, being called of God. "The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Praise God. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace." Praise God. "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." Praise God. We're talking about two messengers here. And Malachi 3 says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." This is in the Old Testament, right there in Malachi. "And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." There's two messengers there. First was John the Baptist, and then Jesus was the next messenger. John said, "He's coming after me." Praise God. And you know, now Jesus has gone back up to sit at the right hand of the Father, and he said, "I must go away expediently. If I go away, I'll pray the Father that he'd send another comforter." Praise God. And we pray, you know, in Acts chapter 2, it said this is that the prophet Joel had spoke about, and said that he'll pour his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Praise God. "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Praise God. We're the messengers tonight, church. Praise God. If you're called of God, you've got a job to do, and you're not to warm somebody's pew and bring just your money to them and sit there and be a do-nothing, a no-gooder. Praise God. Because if you're not being obedient, you're just a no-gooder. Praise God. He didn't save you, hallelujah, just to go to heaven. He saved you to do a work for him. Hallelujah, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. If he called you, don't be a Jonah. You better be about the Father's business. You better be doing what God's called you to do. I was thinking here in Revelations chapter 1. We're talking about the other John. We're not talking about John the Baptist right now. And praise God. And verse 7, let's go with 16, chapter 1 and verse 16. "And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword." How many know that's the Word? Praise the Lord. He is the Word that we're talking about. "And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks." The seven, and this is what they are. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven golden candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Praise God. He sent ministering angels, praise God, to preach, basically give it to the preachers and the prophets first, the Bible says. In John, Revelation chapter 10, praise God, hallelujah. In verse 10, it says, it is just John talking, "And I took the little book," praise God. Let's go up to verse Let's go up to verse 9. "And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." And in verse 10 of chapter 10 says, "And I took the little book and out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter." And verse 11 says, "And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings." How many know that the angel brought that little book to John, and John had to eat it up? Us ministers tonight, if you're called of God, the angels is bringing you the message. And if you'll flip over with me to Revelation, praise God, chapter 14, verse 7. Let's go with verse 6. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." Oh, praise God. Isn't that what they said right there to John? That he'll be preaching and prophesying again to every nation, kindred, and tongue. Oh, hallelujah. It's you and I tonight. He said he'd pour a spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And verse 7 says, "Saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the foundations of the water. That's the last message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says John would come out of the wilderness saying, prepare ye the way, and now we're saying, get ready, get ready, he's coming. John came out of the wilderness of preaching to get ready, and he baptized him with fruits of repentance. And I tell you, you better repent and get ready, because he is surely a coming. Oh, praise God, John the Baptist is not here to preach to you right now in the flesh. And John the Revelator, he's not here in the flesh to preach to you, but it's in the written word of God. Peter asked Jesus, what's John going to do? And Jesus said, what's it to thee if he tarries until I come? Let me tell you, the testimony of Jesus Christ is tarrying until the very last Christian comes in and gets saved. Oh, praise God, once the trumpet sounds, there's no more repentance. The door of mercy will be closed. Right now is the day of salvation. Every Jew, Greek, male, female, oh, praise God, this is the time that you get saved. Once Jesus comes, he said, I'll go with you even until the end of the world. And once it's over, it's over. There's no flesh, no body, no human going to get saved once he comes. Praise the Lord. If the natural Jews over there, if you are hearing my voice, and if you're hearing a doctrine saying that once the Gentiles are over with, and you'll have a chance once the church leaves, once you get saved, you are the church. And you better not believe that, because where's your rapture? Where's your rapture? Where's your resurrection? Oh, praise God. God is good. Today is the day to get ready right now. Right now, because he is coming. Whether he comes mid-trip, post-trip, pre-trip, what's it all matter anyhow? As long as you're ready when he comes, praise God. And the last message today is, get ready, for Jesus is coming. And he's going to have a wedding. And you are going to be the bride if you're saved. If you're not saved, you missed it, my friend. Do not take a chance. Praise God. The Bible says not to take a chance. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. There's a call going out tonight. And it's a warning. The Lord woke me up sometime in October of 2011. And October the 10th, 2011, hadn't came yet. And the voice spoke to me. I was lying on my bed, and the voice spoke to me and said, October 10, 11. And I spoke back and I said, is that a date? And the voice said, yes. And I said, Revelations, I spoke back, I said, Revelations chapter 10, 10 and 11. I said, it talks about John the Revelator eating the little book. And I couldn't remember what verse 11 said, and I shook my husband, I woke him up. I said, what's verse 11 say in chapter 10 of Revelations? He said, I don't remember. So I went quickly, got up to my, went to my Bible. And verse 10, chapter 10, verse 10 says, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and I ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I ate it, my belly was bitter. And verse 11, and he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. That's me, that's you. That's God's people prophesying. The ministering angels gives it to the ministers to preach and to prophesy. Praise God. John the Revelator's not here. He's already gone on to heaven. Praise God. And today is October the 11th of 2013. Oh, praise God. I tell you, this is not a mistake. Oh, I praise the Lord. I know it's coming soon. He didn't tell me the day or the hour. Praise God. He never told anybody, I don't believe, the day or the hour. But I know he's coming, and he's coming soon. Get ready. Get ready. If you're backslid on God, why don't you pray? Just pray. He'll throw your sins as far as the east to the west. Praise God, I heard a preacher say not too long ago, the east never reaches the west. He'll never remember them again, your sins. That's how easy it is. Just call upon him. What the Spirit of God is drawing you to pray, just pray. It's just that simple. The devil is a liar. He's a father of all lies. He still thinks he's going to have the seat of God, but he'll never have that seat. And he's a lying to you, saying that you can never be saved again, but you can. Don't believe that lie. Praise the Lord. At this time, I think we're going to just go ahead and get us a song, and we're going to have my husband obey God. This has been a really good service, and I thank the Lord for it. That was skipping around there a little bit. We apologize. It was on YouTube, but we dare to be different. Praise God. But this time we're going to have our daughter, Rachel, come in, and she's going to give us her scripture. Praise God.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for her. Her birthday is next Friday. She'll be 10 years old, and God surely has blessed us with her, and she's just a joy, and she keeps us young. Hallelujah. And at this time, we're not going to waste any more time. All the way from Springboro, Ohio, Evangelist Clint Green. Praise God.
Praise God. It's good to be with you. I enjoyed the messages tonight. It was great. The preaching of the Word's been great tonight. And we was preaching tonight, preaching on the call of God. And it's just a joy again to be with you all. And I'm glad that we're getting some preaching out there across the the land, and people are listening in, and I thank God for all you that's listening in. And we're talking tonight, like I say, about the call of God upon our life. And the Bible tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. So, you know, we have to be careful, even though we're called tonight, we're called to salvation. You know, the gospel's going out, and you've been invited to find you a place to pray. You've been invited to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if we come to God, if we come repentant, you know, John the Baptist was that messenger that came before Christ came down here. John came first, and John preached. He was a voice crying in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. And there's coming one after me, mightier than I, and he shall baptize you. He said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. So John said, I can do this much. I can baptize you in water. I can tell you there's one coming after me that's mightier than I. And he can do what I can't do, and he can baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He can give you something that comes from heaven. I can only give you something that is down here on earth. But this one coming after me, he is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And so we find out that we can only do so much, you know. We're called of God to preach the gospel or whatever it is we're called to do. We're called to do that, and we must fulfill the call which God has put upon our life. You know, Brother Yearwood was talking about the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, and he heard the call of God, you know, praise God. And Samuel heard the call of God. Brother John Samples was a preaching on earlier, praise God, and had a great message. And I'll tell you, anytime you're preaching out of the Bible, if you're preaching the Word of God, King James Version, you're preaching the Word of God. Praise God. And I'm so glad that I've got a King James Version Bible that I can preach out of. It's the same one that basically the same one that my grandpa, but I never met him, but he preached before I was born. And he died back in World War II, while World War II was going on, but he was a preaching down there at Hiawassee Church of God, praise God, down there in Short Bark, Tennessee, praise God. And somebody told me, I went down there to a man's house one day, and my uncle's house, and went in, and there was some men in there, and they'd been drinking, and the one man got to talking to him, and he got to crying, and he got to telling me how his mom went to my grandpa's church. And she said, you know, she told her son, she said, and he told me, he said, your grandpa, my mama, told me that she said he was the greatest preacher she ever heard. Well, I never got to hear him, but I'm glad to get a good report that he was a good preacher. You know, we all got a favorite preacher, maybe somewhere that we like the best. But, you know, Paul said it didn't make any difference, that God was the one to give the increase. He said, Apollos, whether it's Apollos preaching or whether it's me or whether it's Cephas or Peter, he said, it don't make any difference that we're ministers of God and we're just preaching the gospel. It don't make me some big person because I'm preaching the gospel. It's just the call of God that's on my life. And when you've got the call of God upon your life, you've got it on you for some purpose. You might be a teacher, evangelist, prophet, or whatever. You know, you might be a Sunday school teacher, a bus driver. You know, there's helps in this thing, and there's a body, praise God. The Bible said we're baptized by one spirit into the body, and this body is the body of Christ, and the hand and the foot and the ear and the eye and all these parts are part of the body. And And I have need of parts of my body. I don't know about you, but I think I need every one of them. I don't want to lose my little finger or my little toe, or don't want to get my eye knocked out or lose my ears or whatever. But I need those members, praise God. And God has set those members in the body as it has pleased him. And we can't look down our nose at people. And we can't get that attitude, you know, that I'm better than somebody else. No, I'm not better than anybody else. I'm just saved, praise God. I'm a child of the King, and I'm under the blessing of Christ. And if you're saved tonight, you're under the blessing. But if you ain't under, if you're not saved, you're not under the blessing of Christ, and you're still under the wrath of God. And it's all said and done, God's going to have a judgment day. And you're going to have to stand before God and give account for what you've done in this body. But we're calling you tonight to salvation. We're preaching to you that today is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time. Praise God. Praise God. I was reading in I don't know what kind of book it was. It was some kind of well, I let that go, praise God. But I was thinking about Abraham. Abraham was called of God, and he was living in a far country, and he was living in an ungodly country. And God called Abraham and told him to leave that country that he was in. It's just like today. I don't know where you're living. I don't know what kind of condition you're living in, but he might not be calling you out of a country, but he might be calling you out of sin. That's what he's calling you out of. If you're living in sin, if you're in the bars of drinking and, having a wild time and not caring about your soul. But I want you to know tonight, you drank, and the Bible says that it's wrong to drink. The Bible said there'd be no drunkards in heaven, praise God. And if you'll read your Bible, I think you can find that in 1 Corinthians, maybe about the 5th chapter or the 4th chapter, somewhere in there, that he said that there'll be no drunkards in heaven. So I want to tell you tonight, don't you be drinking and thinking you're going to make it to heaven, because I don't think you will, praise God. But now, if you'll get in the book, you can find out for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it, but you can get in the book, praise God, get you a Bible and get in there and find out what it takes to make it to heaven. And I know one thing it takes repentance. It takes turning from our sins. We can't take the name of the Lord in vain. The Bible said, he that taketh his name in vain shall not be held guiltless. In other words, God's going to judge you. If you're taking God's name in vain, if you're saying words you ought not to be saying, and we need to clean up our words, praise God. I was standing in a line one day, and I heard a man, the man in front of me, he was saying things, and bad words were coming out of his mouth. And I looked at him, and I said, you're not a Christian, are you? And he said, yeah, I'm a Christian. And he said, I talked to my preacher, and he said, the Lord wouldn't send me to hell for cussing. And he said, I just get angry, and I cuss. And I said, well, the Lord can take care of your anger problem. I said, if you get to calling on God, he can take care of that anger problem. You don't have to cuss. So, you know, there's people out there, preachers, so-called, that's trying to tell people that they can do anything they want to do and make it to heaven. But, you know, you can't do that. You must come clean with God. You've got to lay aside. The Bible said, I think it's Hebrews chapter 12, to lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset you, and run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. You see, we're running a race, and we're looking to Jesus. He's the one that's helping us along this in this race, praise God. Many people have run before us, and some have already passed on the scene, off of the scene, praise God, and gone to heaven. But there's a call of God going out tonight. And like I said, many are called, but few are chosen. You know, there's going to be a lot of people miss heaven because They said, I believe I can do this or I can do that, and I'm just going to do it because I can't find it in the Bible. Well, you better comb that old book pretty close, because the Bible says straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. I tell you, I don't want to miss heaven. I want to make it. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to enter in, praise God, to the joy of the Lord. When this old life is over, I want to make it, praise God. I want to know that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I don't want to stand there on that great judgment day there when the sea gives up the dead which is in it, and death and hell delivers up the dead which are in them, and the books are open, praise God. And another book will be open, which is the book of life. And I don't want to hear him say, your name's not in the book. And the Bible said on that day that they'll be cast into the lake of fire. Praise God, they'll be cast into the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. Praise God. And it's called the second death. Praise God. I don't want to go to that place called hell. Because hell is an awful place, and there's people going there, the Bible says. It's prepared for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for man. God's not willing that any should perish, and he's calling all to repent tonight that's under the sound of my voice. He's calling you to repent. If there's anything in your life that's going to keep you out of heaven, if there's any sin, you know, it didn't take much to get Adam out of the Garden of Eden. He just disobeyed God, and he broke the law of God. God said, don't eat of that tree, but Adam went ahead. He ate of that tree, and he was put out of that garden. So I want to tell you tonight, even if you're in the Garden of God, if you've been born again, and you're in Canaan land, you know, we sang that song, I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. Every day I'm camping, you know, like that song, you might have heard it. And we've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. And that is like heaven to me, songs like that are being sung. And I'll tell you, it's a good thing to go and get into the Lord's house, get saved by grace through faith. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to stay saved. You're going to have to live this. The Bible said, them that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. In other words, I'm saved tonight, and I'm being saved. In other words, every day that I live, I'm being saved. If I keep my hand in the hand of Christ, if I keep my mind stayed upon him, and I keep my record right. If I sin against God, I've got to repent, and I've got to get it out of my life. I've got to get it out of my heart, because I can't let anything keep me from making heaven my home. Well, I've not been giving you much scripture tonight, I guess, but I'm just telling you what's on my heart. I tell you, God called Israel. He called them. First of all, he called Abraham, and he gave Abraham a promise that through him all the nations would be blessed through his seed. And his seed went into captivity there into Egypt for 400 years. And God called him out, praise God. He called him out of Egypt, and he sent Moses down there to bring them out. And, you know, Moses was on the backside of that desert watching some sheep there on the backside of that desert. He had fled from Egypt because he had gotten trouble over there. And you probably know the story what happened. And he was called to be the deliverer, to bring Israel out of Egypt. Praise God. They had been there 400 years. And Moses, he took off running for his life and went on the backside of that desert and was watching his father-in-law's sheep. One day he saw a bush burning on the side of the hill. He said, I'll go up there and I'll see what is this bush burning and what's going on up there. I might turn back to that, I believe, in Exodus, praise God, in about the third chapter of Exodus. And Moses came by there watching them sheep, praise God. And And I will read this to you tonight. It said, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Praise God. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Praise God. You know, God called Moses' name right there on that mountainside when Moses turned aside and went up to see why this bush was burning and was not consumed. And I'll tell you, you need to turn aside tonight and find you a church that's on fire for God. You need to get in there where they're preaching the gospel and singing the old songs of Zion, where they're getting down and praying and seeking the Lord, and where they're laying hands on one another, praying one for another that they might be healed, and where the Holy Ghost is moving and is speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance. Praise God. And where the signs are falling, the believers, where they're being healed of their afflictions. And I tell you, you need to find you a church like that. Praise God. But I know they're preaching tonight. They're preaching tonight many places against the church tonight, the born-again church with the gifts of the Holy Ghost working in it many times and many places. They're preaching against what God is trying to build. But he said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise God. You know, he said, a house divided cannot stand. I tell you, he didn't send us to fight one another. He sent us to pray one for another that we might be healed, and to search the scriptures to see whether these things that we preach are true. And I tell you, many times people are not searching the scriptures and they're just believing what somebody told them. But I tell you, we need to get down to business. We need to rightly divide the word of truth. Praise God. And I want to read on here. This is Moses on the hillside, on the mountain of God, on the mountainside. In verse number 10, in Exodus 3 and 10, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And you know what Moses did? He went on and obeyed God. You know, he didn't want to go, but God sent him some help. He said, I can't speak good, Lord. He was making excuses, but he had to call a God upon his life. And I tell you, there's people out there making excuses tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, don't make no excuses. Them excuses ain't going to be no good on the judgment day when we all stand before God and give an account for what we've done. I tell you, in this life, whether we've done good or whether we've done bad, when we stand there, all them excuses is not going to be any good, praise God. You're not going to be able to say, well, I wasn't a good speaker. Well, I couldn't hardly read. I had to have somebody read for me or something like that, and so I didn't go. Somebody might have said, I bought a yoke of oxen and I can't come, or one, I married a wife and I can't come. And they'll make those excuses, but they won't stand. There'll be no excuses. You know, you might have 10 children, and God called you to preach. And you might say, well, I got 10 children. I can't preach. But, you know, God is the one that does the calling, and he's the one that will supply the need. He fed the children of Israel in the wilderness when they came out of Egypt, and Moses brought them out with God. You know, God brought them out. They used Moses to do it, praise God. But he called Moses And he equipped him to do the work. And he'll equip you and I if we'll just put our hand to the plow and not look back. If we'll put everything we got into this and serving God, if we'll put all our all into it. And I tell you, God will bless us. Praise God. So Moses, he brought those children of Israel out of that place. And God called the children of Israel. Praise God. Over here in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6, God was speaking to Israel, the nation of Israel. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he's saying here, it's because of Abraham. He was looking back to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise God. You know, Jacob went down into Egypt and stayed there until he died. And Joseph was down in Egypt until he died. But God brought him out. And you know, when God brought Israel out of Egypt, they carried Joseph. They carried his bones, praise God. They carried him for 40 years in the wilderness till they came into the promised land. And I'll tell you what, we're carrying a message tonight. We're carrying a message, and we've been a-preaching, the church has been a-preaching this message for 2,000 years, how that Christ died on that cross, on that cross for our sins. You know, he was that second messenger that Joanna was talking about. He came with a message from heaven, and he said, the words that I speak are not mine. But he said, the words I speak are the ones that God sent me. He sent me to preach and to teach. Praise God. I was thinking, I think it was last week, I talked about how Jesus went up in a mountain in Luke chapter 6, and he prayed all night. And when he came down from the mountain, he chose his 12 disciples, praise God. And then he began to teach them, praise God. And he began to show them what he could do. And he put faith in their hearts, because when they seen him healing the sick and casting out devils and doing all these miracles, and then he told them, he said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Praise God. So he came down here to show us the way and to teach us the good way. Praise God. And he left them apostles with the message, and they were steadfast in that message. Praise God, preaching. And they never left anything out. Whatever the Lord said, that's what they done. Praise God. I want to go on a little farther here. Deuteronomy 14, 1 and 2, it says, ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. And then he began there in the Old Testament, when he called Israel out, he began to give them the laws, and he wanted them separated from the world. You know, Jesus, he didn't tell us not to eat certain things, but he does want us to be separated from the world. And over there in the book of John, he said, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. No, Jesus said, you're in the world, but not of the world. And John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we must be a separated people, and we're separated unto God. And there's different calls that people had in the Bible were called for different things. In Deuteronomy 18 and 5, it says, "For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates, out of all Israel where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord should choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord." So the Levites were called to preach. Like I said earlier, we're all called to do something in the house of God. We can't, you know, I can't say that, you know, I'm called to do what a prophet's called to do. But I can say I'm called to do the work of an evangelist because that's my call, praise God. And I want you to know, even after you've been called, I want to look at 2 Kings 23 and verse 26 and 27. It says, "Notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him withal. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said, my name shall be there." See, he had chosen Jerusalem to put his name there. Solomon prayed and said, anytime you get in trouble, you know, in battle or whatever, turn toward this this city and pray and ask the Lord to help you. And if you've sinned, repent of your sins. But God had gotten, you know, even though he had put his blessing upon Israel, you know, the nation of Israel, it split into two. There were two kingdoms. There was the northern and the southern kingdom. And the northern kingdom had already went into captivity. And now Judah, which was the southern kingdom, was getting ready. God was getting ready to put them out of his sight because there's no such thing in the Bible here that teaches once in grace, always in grace. There's no such thing as unconditional salvation. It's all based on condition. He has chosen us unto salvation, but we must adhere to what he's telling us to do. He said a certain man had two sons, and he told one, "Go and do this and work in my vineyard." And he said, "I go, sir." I believe it was the first one said that. And he said to the second one, "Go and work in my vineyard." He said, "I ain't going. I'm not going to work." Well, the first one said, "I'll go," but he didn't go. And the second one said, "I won't go," but he repented and went. So he said, "Which one of these was a son unto me? Which one is a real son?" Well, it was the one that repented and went. He didn't say he would go at first. He said, "I won't go." But he turned around. He had a change of mind and a change of heart. And we can change. It's up to us. We can have a change of heart if we want to. We can accept Christ as a personal Savior, and we can get up every day and say, "I'm going to be a Christian today. I'm going to live right. I'm going to do right. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to do what the Lord has told me to do. I'm going to go work in the vineyard. I'm going to obey God. Praise God." I'm going to turn it back to Joanna. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We've got another prayer request, a couple of them. Brother Carl Nichols says, pray for his children, that they bring themselves before God before it's too late. And also another unspoken request by a lady that wants to keep anonymous. Pray there's someone going to go to her church that's backslid, and she's asking to pray that they don't change their mind. So praise the Lord. If that's your situation tonight, don't change your mind. I tell you, keep your mind made up, and don't be wishy-washy. Don't be double-minded, but get your mind fixed on the Lord, on Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He's the only one. We read it a while ago that he has the keys to death and hell. Praise God. And, you know, if you've got someone that's passed away and you know that they didn't live a good Christian life, you or me, either one, can put them in heaven. And we can't put them in hell either because they could have repented. But don't take that chance. If you hear my voice tonight, don't take that chance. Praise God. Your loved ones would wonder if you made it or not. Leave a good testimony and be a light. Be that witness for Jesus. So we're going to go in prayer right now. Praise God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you touch each and every one of these prayer requests, dear Lord. God, you know exactly who needs a touch, and Lord, you know who's backslid. God, you know who needs uplifted and encouraged tonight. Lord Jesus, we know you're coming in soon, dear God, and there's no time wasted of calling on Jesus. For you've called our name, Lord, and we heed the call. Lord, you said that your sheep know your voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Praise God. Lord, thank you, Jesus, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, dear God. It either pierces to conviction, Lord, and pricks the heart, Lord, they'll fall on their knees and cry out to you, Lord, or it cuts asunder. And you've got the key to death and hell. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We thank you for miracles, Lord. And God, we don't take it in vain, Lord, that you answered miracles last week, and we're not out of drinking and partying it up this week, praise God, because you moved on a prayer last week. Lord God, we'd be ashamed, Lord, to live that kind of life. In the name of Jesus, because we lay up our treasures in heaven, praise God. In Jesus' name, where the thief and the robber cannot go in and steal our blessings. In the name of Jesus, God, I praise you. Help us live a wholesome life, dear God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank Brother John. Thank you, Sister Samples, for singing that wonderful song and the great word that Brother Pastor Samples brought forth there. Brother, tell us where you're located there, your church.
We're located at 114 East Main in Thomaston, Georgia. It's about a block off the Courthouse Square and on East Main Street. And we have our services on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock now, and Sunday night 6 o'clock. And Sunday morning we have Sunday school at 10, 11. We've been in service actually every night this week since Wednesday night, and we're just having a good time in the Lord, and we just praise the Lord that he's lifting us up, and people are being healed, and just like you said, we had one man in our church. He had went to a couple of doctors and inspected and ran some tests, and they thought they were going to have to go in, and but he had a blockage in the neck, and he went this Tuesday, and there was no blockage in the neck, and he didn't have to have surgery. So this is the things that God's doing for us, and it's just a favor of the Lord. And it goes along with the calling of the Lord. It goes along with what God's doing. I just want to give him all the glory and honor for what he's doing in our lives through the ministry of all of our ministries collectively on this ministry and through the ministry itself. I just thank the Lord for it.
Praise God. That's an awesome testimony. God moved again. Last week we had a great testimony by Sister Carla Locks. She and her husband joined us, and there was some lady that they've been praying for that had blockages. When they went in, the blockages weren't there. They couldn't find them. So praise God for that. Hallelujah. Remember Brother Yearwood's broadcast on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/... Reaching the World for Christ around the globe or world, I believe it is. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have Brother Timothy Dockery again, Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Until next time, we'll see you next Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Praise God. Hallelujah.